This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 20th, 2026. The worlds of amateur radio and ionospheric science came together once again on March 14th and 15th at the 9th Annual HAMSCI Workshop. This year, HAMSCI 2026 was hosted by ARRL and held at Central Connecticut State University, just minutes away from ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. HAMSCI, the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation Program, encourages radio amateurs to collect data that scientists use in their research on ionospheric phenomena. This year's workshop featured 17 oral presentations, 3 tutorials, 5 demonstrations, and 31 posters, and 2 researchers from Virginia Tech, St. Francis University, Dartmouth College, Boston College, and others. ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, welcomed participants at the conference opening, followed by Dr. Nathaniel Fussell, W2NAF, lead organizer of the HAMSCI community, who set the stage for the weekend's activities. The keynote speaker at Saturday evening's banquet was NASA astrophysicist and citizen science officer Dr. Mark Kuchner. The workshop also included a field trip to tour ARRL headquarters, and attendees were invited to participate in late-night operating from the iconic W1AW station. One overriding theme of the conference was that you don't need to be a physicist to contribute to valuable data. HAMSCI's basic personal space weather station, which costs about $100, can observe space weather effects both as a single point measurement and as part of a larger distributed network. The group has made data collection fun with such activities as the Solar Eclipse QSO Party and Meteor Scattered QSO Party. One presentation demonstrated how ham observations and measurements captured ionospheric effects during 2 recent solar eclipses. At Sunday morning's poster session, University of Scranton student Owen Rzanski, KD3ALD, described a project to develop a dashboard of HF contesting, DXing, and general operations using data from the Personal Space Weather Station and other remote sources. The project is intended to enhance the real-time propagation assessments sought by amateur radio operators. For many participants, the chance to operate from W1AW was a highlight of the weekend. ARRL Senior Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, described the atmosphere at the station as energetic. All 6 guest operating positions were occupied until closing time at 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. ARRL extends its thanks to many partners supporting HAMSCI 2026, including the University of Scranton, New Jersey Institute of Technology, the National Science Foundation, NASA, Amateur Radio Digital Communications, and more. 3 amateur radio operators have been inducted into the Heritage CQ Hall of Fame for 2026. Professor David Leeson, Ph.D., W6NL. Leeson was first licensed in 1952. He is the author of the ARRO book, Physical Design of Yagi Antennas, and was a designer of the IARU International Beacon Network. Richard Dean Straw, N6BV, now a silent key, a renowned antenna expert. Straw was part of a Navy project in the early 1990s to measure HF dipole and vertical antennas in front of a hill, on top of a hill, and behind a hill in Utah. And Dr. Jose Otis Vincennes, NP4G, first licensed at the age of 16. Otis, known to his friends and fellow operators on the air as NP4G. You can read more about the 2026 inductees at ARRL.org. George Jacobs, W3ASK, an icon in the world of amateur radio and shortwave broadcasting, passed away last July. Jacobs, a World War II veteran and ARRL Life member, was perhaps best known to hams as CQ Magazine's propagation editor for more than 50 years, from early 1951 until the end of 2001. Former CQ editor Rich Moseson, W2VU, recalled that George's primary goal throughout his tenure as propagation editor was to make ionospheric science understandable to the average ham and to relate what we now call space weather to the conditions that amateurs might expect on the bands. A founding member of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters, Jacobs continued to work in the field as a private consultant until his passing on July 3, 2025, just days short of his 101st birthday. A high school teacher in New York City, with the help from the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI, has successfully licensed nearly 700 students in the past 2 years as part of a wide-ranging program that is teaching students in two schools that radio today is a central part of just about everything. On March 12th, ARRL Director of Education and Learning Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, and Hudson Division Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD, traveled to Staten Island Technical High School to help lead teacher Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, administer license exams to 143 students, resulting in 131 new hands and 14 upgrades. Goodgame says Staten Island Technical High School is donor-funded Teachers Institute's first model school, which makes it eligible for additional resources and equipment. He notes that the school was the site of a TI session last year and will host another one this year. Goodgame adds that Enriquez has completed two TI modules and is now an institute instructor, as well as being a facilitator for Math for America and co-developer of a 9-week course for teachers on how to use amateur radio in the classroom. ARRL is seeking talented individuals to join our team and help advance amateur radio service. We are currently hiring for several impactful positions: RFI lab engineer, W1AW station manager, public relations and outreach manager. Also additional openings for awards program supervisor, development associate, IT support specialist, logbook of the world support associate, and membership manager. We value in-person collaboration, and these roles are 100% on-site at our headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. Full details may be found on the ARRL HR webpage at www.arrl.org/careers. The Hurricane WatchNet, HWN, is seeking net control operators. Among the criteria sought from operators and stations are those who are located in central and western regions of the U.S., Canada, Central America, and the Caribbean, and available for overnight operations midnight to 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bilingual operators, Spanish and English, or French Creole and English, are especially encouraged to apply because net control stations must manage stations across a wide geographic area during difficult propagation conditions. Having a well-equipped amateur station is highly beneficial. A tower-mounted beam antenna for 20 meters, reliable 20 and 40-meter HF capability, amplifier capability for strong, consistent signals, reliable internet connectivity, as net control stations coordinate through the HWN internal chat system during activations, and operators willing to make themselves available when hurricanes threaten. As HWN marks 62 hurricane seasons of watching, preparing, and activating wherever hurricanes threaten and whenever hurricanes threaten land in the Atlantic Basin, it is preparing for the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season, which forecasters suggest could once again be an above-average season. Amateur radio operators interested in training to become an HWN net control operator for the Hurricane Watch can learn more by visiting the net's website, www.hwn.org. In 2026, ARRL is commemorating America's 250th birthday with a year-long on-the-air celebration, the America 250 Workdoll States WAS Award. Running now through December 31st, this special operating event challenges amateurs of all license classes to contact all 50 U.S. states and confirm those QSOs via ARRL's Logbook of the World. Operations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesday and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesday. That's 7 days total for each activation. Currently scheduled now for March 25th, North Dakota, W1AW0, host W0N9. March 25th as well, Oklahoma, W1AW/5, hosted by the Altus Hamfest on March 28th. April 1st, California, W1AW/6, the host there is N76Q. April 1st in Mississippi, W1AW/5, the host is W5UE. And April 1st, North Carolina, W1AW/4, the host is N4XI. You can see complete schedules at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. SilverSat is operational and providing SSDV images on 437.175 MHz using GMSK9K6. You can get the schedule for transmissions in your part of the world at https://operations.com. www.silversat.org/SSDV. The TENCO-2 satellite that was launched last week is operational and going through a commissioning period. The ground station did receive its CW beacon with basic telemetry. They also reported the signal was weaker than expected. The temporary TLEs are NORAD-98542. The IARU has coordinated frequencies for two new satellites being built. Lilium-4 is a 6U CubeSat from National Formosa University, set to launch later this year. Luca-01 is Montenegro's first amateur satellite. A timeline for launch of this 1U CubeSat has not been set, but will launch from Roscosmos. For George, W3ASK, may your sunspots be forever favorable. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in Radio Sport this week, March 19th and 20th, it's the 14th Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. March 19th, the NAQCC CW Sprint, CW as well. On March 21st, the PODXS 070 Club St. Patrick's Day contest. That's digital. And on March 21st to the 23rd, it's the BARTG HF Ready contest. That is digital as well. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, March 21st, the St. Patrick's Day Hamfest hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention. That's in Midland, Texas. March 28th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Hamfest hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention in Bismarck, North Dakota. And on April 4th, the RARS Fest hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And of course, remember to search the ARRL Hamfest Convention and Database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the San Diego Six Shooters in San Diego, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.